Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
128 years ago, the Mormon Tabernacle in St. George became the site of a Catholic high mass. Miners, many of them Catholic, had been drawn to Washington County by the rich silver deposits around Silver Reef at the county's northern end. Wanting to strengthen this and other growing Catholic communities in Utah, Lawrence Scanlon, a priest connected to the Archdiocese of San Francisco, volunteered to move to the territory. Scanlon crisscrossed the still sparsely settled region, ministering to his fellow Catholics in mining camps and railroad towns. When Scanlon arrived in Washington County, he struck up a friendship with a local Mormon settler named John McFarlane, who encouraged the priest to celebrate a high mass in southern Utah. Scanlon replied that he didn't have access to a building that could accommodate the potential crowd, so McFarlane approached Erastus Snow, the Mormon ecclesiastical leader over the region, in the hopes that he'd let Scanlon use the LDS Tabernacle in St. George. Snow agreed. No doubt, the highlight of the Tabernacle Mass was the music performed by an all-Mormon choir. Scanlon's friend, McFarlane, had organized the choir several years before and offered its services to the priest. The musical group practiced diligently in the weeks leading up to the Mass, even learning Latin in order to perform their task with precision. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.